Here, Mishnayis Poro, Gold in Perechess, Mishne Dalet. Ho'oichel min nivlas oif ha-tohor, if somebody eats from this dead bird on the veil of an oif tohor, that v'hi be'beis ha-bliya, and also the meat is now in the beis ha-bliya. Notice the skizayis of the meat that eating is in the beis ha-bliya, we're about to swallow it. So locher is metama begodim, it's metama the begodim that you're wearing. Or else that you touch that b'shash you're eating it. But ha-nevela atzma, the nevela itself, before you eat it, ain't a metama begodim, it's not metama begodim. Meaning to say, if you just touch a nevela soif, you do not become tamei. It's only if you eat it. Sarei yuweima, harei weimer again, is that the beged says to the yodam, metamecho loitamuni. What's metame you is not metame me. There's no way the nevelas oif is metame the beggar itself. But viyata timatani, once you, the Odom, eats this nevela of the oif tor, so you become tame. Once you become tame, you also are metame the begodim you're wearing. So l'vachumra, like, even though the oif tor cannot be metame the begodim, but once it's metame the Odom could be metame the begodim he's wearing or touching. Mishnehei, kol vlad hatumais eine metame kelim. Any vlad hatuma means a rishon hatuma or a sheni hatuma. It's not metame kelim. Kelim utensils are only mekabel tuma from an av hatuma. So therefore, vlad a rishon or a sheni is not metame kelim. Ela mashka, but rather it's only metame mashka. Mashka could be mekabel tuma from a rishon and a sheni. What's going to be nitma mashka? Let's say once the mashka becomes tame, ayidei a vlad hatuma, even if a sheni hatuma touches some liquid. Halacha is then timon. Then the liquid has a koyach to be matama the kelim, because with rabbonin the mashkim tumeim is matama kelim, and it's gezerim mishum mashkim shel zav. So therefore, with rabbonin, once the mashk is tumei, it has loch like an avatuma kamat, it could be matama kelim. So again, hareiza oimer, it comes out that the kli says to the mashke, mitamecho loy temuni. What's metame you, a rishon hatuma cannot be metame me. But viata, you the mashka, timatoni, you could be metame me. Mishnah Vov. Ein kli cheres metame chaveroi. One kli cheres cannot be metame its friend, because the kli itself is only mekabotuma from an avatuma, so it becomes a rishon hatuma. Once it's a rishon, it can't be metame another keli. Elo mashka, but rather kli cheres could be metama mashka, which is mekabel even from a rishon l'tumah sheni. Nitmo mashka, the mishnah before, once the mashka becomes tame even from a sheni l'tumah, timo, then this mashka could go be metama kelim, because the rabbon is considered like an avatuma. So again, harezo oima, that the kli says to the mashka, metamecho l'tumuni. What's metame you cannot be metame me. But v'yata, once you the mashka tame, timatani you metame me. Mishnah Zayin, kol ha-poisel es ha-truma, any type of a tumah that could passel the truma means even a sheni l'tumah, a sheni l'tumah passels truma, is metam es ha-mashkin, when the sheni l'tumah touches liquid, it's metam red liyas tchilet, makes it into a rishon l'tumah. Letam ha-yechot, now that this mashkin is metam as something else, even for chulin, it makes it into a sheni l'tumah, v'lisel echot, and if it's a sheni, it could even make a truma passel. Chutz mitzvul yom, excluding a tzvul yom, that means a person that went to the mikveh today, even though he has to wait till night time to become tor, if he touches mashke, he does not make it into a rishon l'tumah. He does not make it into a tchila. So it comes out a reizu oimer, comes out that the maich of the food could say to the mashke like this, mitamech, what's mitameh you, a shein l'tumah loy tamani, is not mitameh me, but v'yata timatani, but you the mashke, you could be mitameh me, the Eichel. Mishneches, kol hayamim kemikvah. All oceans have a loch like a mikvah, that they're not kosher, not for kiddush mechatis, not for tefillas of zav, not for teres mitzorim, because they're not considered mayim chayim. An ocean is not called mayim chayim. Shenem, because the apostle says in Bereishis, ol mikveh hamayim kor yamim. So a mikvah of water is called yamim, mashmi yamim is called the mikvah, a stationary water, not a mayim chayim. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayom HaGodol Kemikva. No, it's only the Yam HaGodol, like the Mediterranean Sea, that has locha like a mikvah. Lo'nema Yamim Elo Shiesh Boi Mina Yamim Harbei. Which Yam is the Pasuk talking about? A Yam that has a lot of different waters to it. And that's the Yam HaGodol, that a lot of different waters open up into it. Shekol HaNecholim Holchem Elov. It's only the Yam HaMelech, the Yam HaGodol, that's considered a mikvah. But other Yamim could be considered, they're not called the mikvah, it's called Mayim Chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol HaYamim, all oceans, Mitarim B'Zeichlim. They're not considered like rainwater, to say it's only torrents when it's in a mikvah, when it's stationary, but even though it's running, even though it's moving the water, it could be metam, it has a loch of zeichlin, like a din of a mayin, but still of sulin lazovim. Ocean is possible for a zav to be tovel there, because the maisa mayim chayim is not called, it's not noiv, it doesn't flow from the underwater, from the ground, from the well. Zef was not considered mayim chayim, so it's possible for a zav to go there for mikvah, l'metzaroyim, a mitzvah, when he has to put also mayim chayim melakeli, he can't take water from the ocean, or lekadesh miyem mechatis. You can't use ocean water for mechatis because it's not called mayim chayim. Now Mishnah Tes, hamayim hamukim. If you have water that's mukim, means something is wrong with it. So tzulim, this water is possible to be used for mechatis. Now, what reiluhein hamukim? What's called something went wrong with the water? Hamaluchim, let's say the water is salted, salt water, it's the ocean water, v'yapoishrim, or else the water is lukewarm, it's no good. So that's possible for mechatis. Hamayim amechazvim, let's say you have a water, that the water comes from a spring, from a well, but it stops at certain times, it doesn't always flow, certain times it dries up. That's called amechazvim, like kozvim, it's like sheker, it's not always flowing. So lachar is psulim, such a river, like such a flow, is not called mayim chayim, it's possible for mechatis. Now, elu hein ha-mayim ha-mechazim, what's called mayim, that's mechaziv. That's ha-mechaziv necha b'shu, either it lies like once a week, once in 7 years, it stops. That's also called apostle. You know, it only stops once in 7 years. Ha-mechazivim b'pomosoyis or b'shnei b'tzoroim sherim. Let's say it dries up, and the pomososa means when the army men come into the city and they use up a lot of water, that's when it dries up. On a year when it doesn't rain, that year dries up, then it's still called kosher. The water is still called kosher, it's still called mayim chayim when it flows. This doesn't happen like often. So therefore, it's not by itself that it stops, just other tzibis cause it to stop. So therefore, it's still called mayim chayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, still it's possible. Here, Mishnah Yud. May karmiyoin. Or may fuga, these are waters, spelled that's the name of a river, and these waters, absulim, they're possible to be used for mechates, even though they're really the mayim chayim, if they shehem, may beitzim. They have a lot of dirt or dust inside it, so though it's not pure water, therefore it's possible for mechates. Now, may hayarden and may yarmach, also psulim, the water of the yarden, and Mayamach is also possible mechatis evnei shemei tarubais, because it has other rivers mixed into it, so it's not considered mayim chayim. V'yelu hemei tarubais, what is considered mei tarubais? So echot kosher v'yechot posel shnesorvu. You have one kosher, it means one is mayim chayim, and the other one is not, so that makes it psulim. What's shnesorvu? Shneim ksherim v'nesarvu ksherim. Let's say two different waters mixed together, but both of them are kosher l'mechatis and echanami, so still kosher. We have you the place of you don't smell. If he makes a gzera, maybe you come to use other waters that were mixed with psulim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Be'er achav u'moras famyos ksherim. The waters from the be'er achav, or from the mora, from the cave of Pamimis, this is considered good mayim chayim. Ha-mayim she-nishtanu, if the water changed color, so it depends. V'shinuyim mach-nasatzim, it happened because of itself, not because something mixed into it. Just the water by itself changed colors, then sherim. The water still kosher, the mechatis. But if it changed because something else came inside it and changed the colors, then it'll be possible. Amas Hamayim Habomarochet. You have a little canal that's flowing the river, the well water far away. So Kshera still is Koshla Mechatis. You have to have a shomer there watching that the water never stops, it's always flowing from the well. It shouldn't be that in between somebody stopped the flow so the water's not considered mayim chayim anymore. As long as lo yafsekenu, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, harei becheskes muteris. Even though you don't know a person watched it carefully, still by itself it's becheskes to say that it was not nifsak, it's still considered mayim chayim. Now, be'er she'nofel esoichoi charsis yadama. Let's say you have a well that broken earthly kalim fell in there. Charsis yadama, or else clay fell in there. And because this, the water became dirty. So, yamtim lo achatitzli. You should wait until the water becomes clear again. Do not use it right now for the mechatis. Dibur Rabbi Yishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, ein etzorch lamtim. No, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till the water clears up. These things do not passel the water. Yeah, perek etchi. Sloichis shenofo lesoicho mayim kosher. Sloichis, that's this pitcher of water of the mayim hamakudoshim. You already poured the afer of the paradum into the mayim chayim, and it's mayim kudoshim now. See, in this sloichis now, it fell regular water, kosher, that's not makudoshim. So Lachar Reb Lezer Oimer Yazeh Shtei Hazois. Reb Lezer Sheet 3 is if you want, you still use this water to make Hazor with it, you have to do it twice. Because Reb Lezer Sheet 3 is Ein Bilo, means behold, the drops of water do not get mixed up. So you have to make like two Hazors. Each Hazor by itself is a suffix if that's from the Mayim Chayim or is that from the other water that fell in. But if you do two, you're Yotza, because for sure one of them is pure Mayim Chayim. V'chachom in the poison. The Chom say no, it's possible. Because they hold yesh bila, every drop of water gets mixed up one with the other. You hold yesh bila, but since they get mixed up, therefore it's possible. Because in every hazor, there's mixed up a little bit of that other mayim, that's tzulim. So why can't we say make two hazors? Because they also hold ein hazor mitzdarfen. Means a hazor needs a shear, you have to have an amount of water there. And you can't put two together. So each one by itself is missing a little bit of the shear, therefore it's tzulim. What's going to be your other soichet tal? Let's say some dew went into this mayim kedoshim. So Reb Lezer says, Yanichenu v'chama, leave it over in the sun. V'yatal oila, the sun will make it that the dew would rise, come up out of it, and the rest would be mayim, either mayim kedoshim. V'chachomim poisim, the chom said, no, there's not a good eitza. It still stays mixed together, and that's the chom shita yesh vila, it's all possible. What's going to be nofel soichet mashkin and meperis? Let's say some other liquid fell in there, or meperis juice fell in there. So yora, the eitzer is, it fell into a kli. So eitzer is now yora, you have to spill it out of the kli. If it's arkhanagiv, you have to dry up the kli. Like before you use this kli again to put in mechatis there, you'd have to dry it out well to make sure nothing is left over. What's going to be dioi koimis bekankantum, becholdova shuroshim, let's say some like ink or other type of dyes fill into this kli. So now all you have to do is just yorah, just spill it out. And if you see nothing is left, that's enough. Here you don't have to dry it out. Because here you could tell, you could see if anything would be left, you could see it, it's colorful. And therefore, v'yena tzarech l'nagiv, you would not have to dry it up. Mishne Beis. Nofal esoichoi shkotzum rumoshim v'nizbaku. Again, inside this jug of mayim kedoshim, it fell in the shkotzum rumoshim, and they opened up the v'nizbaku. Meaning to say, it's juice of the sherets went out into the Mayim Chayim. So locher is, or else oishin ishtanam areim, or else because the shkotzim remoshim, the water changed colors, is psulim, the Mayim Kedoshim becomes possum. Chipushos, let's say these are type of a black worm that falls into the Mayim Kedoshim, benkach or benkach paselis, whether it gives off juice or doesn't change the colors, still it's possum as a Mayim, why mifnei shikish feferis. Instead of like a tube, meaning to say that the water goes inside the sherets and then it comes out. So the water itself goes through it, therefore that passes the water. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eleza, Ben Yaakov, they say like this, Hadira v'hakina shemetfua, the type of worms that you have in the tfua, sherim, if they fall into the Mayim Chayim, still it's kosher, even if they crack open there. Bevnei shein bemleich, if they don't have anything, any liquid in them. So therefore, none of their liquid gets mixed up into the Mayim Chaim, therefore the Mayim Chaim remains Kaddish. Mishnah Gimel. Shosem mehem behemoi chai. Let's say a behemoi chaya drank from this water, hamakadoshim, but you already put the Efer Chattis inside it. So soon the water becomes possible, because some of its saliva falls back into it. Kolo oifoi is poisim. Anytime a bird drinks from it, also a possible the same svaro. Chutz min ayon, excluding the raven, the yoinim of Neishi Matzetzis, because it, like, it drinks it, and no roik, no spit comes back out. It just sips it up, and no roik, no spit comes back in. Kol ha-shirotzim ein ha-poislim chutz min ha-chudo. If any sheretz would drink from the water, it doesn't pass it. Also, there's no saliva, it just sips it up, excluding the weasel. The weasel, that gives off saliva. Why? Chutz min ha-chudo. It like licks it up. Since it licks it up with its tongue, there is saliva there that would passel it. Rabbi Gamliel, Lemar Gamliel says, Af hanochesh, the snake also passels if he drinks from the mechatis. Because after he swallows, he drinks it, he spits it up again. So therefore, that what comes out passels. Rabbi Lezweimo, Af achbor, the mouse also passels. Achbor, it also like spits up what it drinks. So therefore, so Mayim Acherim is mixed up with the Mechates to become Possel. Mishneh Dalet. Ha-choyshev al Mechates lishtois. Somebody has the mind to drink from the Mechates. So Reb Lezer says Possel. With your machshav alone, you passel the Mechates, even though you didn't drink from it. Just the fact you have a mind to drink from it, that passels it. Reb Yeshua says, Kishayateh. Your machshav alone doesn't pass until you start to tilt the barrel that has the mechatis. You have to tilt it. When you do a maisa, that passes. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says like this. When was this said? B'mayim sheinam kadoshim. Only if the water is not kodosh yet. Because you fetch this water l'shem kiddush, but you do not put the afer inside it. Avol, but mayim hamakadoshim. If you put water afer inside it already, then it's like this. Then he holds that Reb Lezer says kishiyat, even according to Reb Lezer, the machshava does not passel it, only when you actually tilt the kli to start pouring the water out to drink it. Reb Yeshua says no kishiyishta, only when you actually drink it, that's what makes the mayim passel, because of your right, your spit, comes back in again. Girger, that means you didn't drink it the regular way, but rather you just poured the water into your throat. So then kosher, since there's no problem of saliva, therefore the mayim kodeshim, the mayim still remains kodesh. Mishnah Hay, mechates shenifsalu. If you have mechates that became posel, one of these things happened before, some saliva, some mayim got mixed into it. So lachur is lo yigov lom betit. They can't use this now to make cement with it, or else the shelayasa tekol lachem. You shouldn't make a tekol for other people, because the maisa. They'll become tamei. They'll become tamei from the mechatis. They'll become tamei at least linyan truma. Like we'll have the Mishnah later that mechatis shenifslu is metamei mesator l'truma. Once the mechatis became posel, now if a person that's Torah touches it, he's tamei l'truma. So not to be machshel, other people do not use it. Reb Yudam Yudi says no bottle. If you put the water inside cement, the water becomes bottle. It has no tumor anymore. It'll be okay. Let's say a pora that drank from the mechatis. Salacher is besora tome miesleis. If you shech the animal now, within the next 24 hours from the time it drank from the mechatis, from the mayim hakadoshim, so then the behem itself is tome, because some of that liquid is still there. It's metama the behema. Reb Yudah Mudi says, no, botla b'meyeho, no, even though you shecht it within an hour later, right away, still when the Mayim Kadeshim goes inside the Behemah, becomes botl, comes like Mayim Sruchim, it's not metama anymore. Mishnah Vav, mei chatis v'yefer chatis lo yaviram b'nor v'svina. The mei chatis am kadoshim, or even the ashes, you should not carry it over a svina. And the Gemara Chagiga said there was a reason it once happened, and that they found the kezias of a mace on the svina, and they got nervous, it was ruined. So because that the bottom of the Gzeri should never carry the Mechatis, or else the ashes of Paradum by a ship. For La Yeshitim Apnei Mayim, the same part of that Gzeri is also, you can't let it float on the water. For La Yamed Bitzadzev, Yizukum Bitzadzev, you should not throw it over the river. You stay on one side and throw it to the other side of the river. Avol Oivruhu B'mayim Atzavar, but you're allowed to walk with it, and you go into the water, even though the water comes up to your neck, that's not Bechlal Svina, that's Mutter. Oiver hu ator lechatis over yodov kli reikum. Let's say a person that's tor lechatis, he's fit to be oistik in the paraduma, and he's going in a ship. He's allowed to go on the ship as long as he doesn't have the mayim kadoshim with him. He's allowed to go over yodov kli reikum in his hands. He has an empty kli hator lechatis, which is fit to be used to eventually fill it up with water and put the efechatis in there. It's okay. Over mayim shenem kudoshim, or even to carry water that's not makudosh yet. The kitzah, this gzeira, not to carry it on a river or through a ship, is only on the mayim kudoshim itself. Once you already put the efer into the mayim chayim, but before the water became kudosh, you don't have this gzeira. Mishnah Zayin, efer kosher shenisaru the efer miklo. Let's say ashes of the paraduma got mixed up with stam ashes. So ochem achor roiv letamei. We go after Roy Filchus Tuma. Means a rove of the Paraduma, whoever touches it or Bemasa carries it, becomes Tomei. And a rove of the Zeva, Miklo, you're not Metamei. But still, Vie Mikachim Boy. In both cases, you cannot use it to Mikadish part the Mechatis with it. The Mayim Chayim. Vain Mikachim Boy. Even a rove of the Zeva Paraduma, because there are Bodhi Machim here, that a bit of rove does not help. Rabbi Lezer, says, no, the Kanshim Akulin, he also could use it all. What's the difference? The Bavasach is throw it all into the water. So for sure you have some ashes of the Paradum into the water. Therefore you Makadish the water. So Lezer holds, even though other ashes got mixed up with the ashes from the Paraduma, still you could be Makadish the Mayim Chayim with it. Mishneches, Mechatis Shenifsulu. Mechatis that became possible, like other, one of these things happened to before other water fell into it. So halacha is that mitamim es tahor l'truma biyodavu v'gufay. If a person that's tor even for truma, he now becomes tamei if he touches this mechatis, whether it was hands or v'gufay, will become tamei. That Rabbanu made the halacha that this mechatis, even though it's possible, it has the same halacha as if it would be mechatis tor. That's matamra person. If you want to eat truma, she become tamei. If you touch a b'yod or b'gufay, that's halacha, the mechatis itself. If it's tohor, regular mechatis, whoever touches it becomes tamei, even for chulin. But here with the mechatis became possible, the Rabbanu made a din that's still tamei, negated to truma. Now, via sator lechatis, let's say somebody that's fit to do the mechatis, to do the work with the paraduma, he's tohor for the paraduma, then the halacha is loy biyodev loy begufay. He does not become tamei if he touches this mechatis not with his hands and not begufay, because that's the halacha. But on regular mechatis, if it's kadoshim, if it's tor, the halacha is whoever touches it becomes tamei. But only if you're not planning to work with the paraduma. But whoever is working with the paraduma, that's the halacha. If you're fit to work with the mechatis, so you still remain tor. See also, you still remain tor lechatis. Even though you touch it with your hands on the gufay, this mechatis, that's possible, still you remain tor. Nitmu, what's going to be if this mechatis becomes tamei? So now, metame mesator l'truma biyodavu v'gufay. A person that's only questioning wants to eat truma, and up until now he was torally truma, if he touches this mechatis that became tamei, he becomes tamei when he touches it with his hands on the gufay. But yes, hator l'chatis, let's say a person that's Torah to be Isaac in the Paradum in the Chatis, then Allah is biyodav. If he touches this Mechatis that became Tomei, if he touches it with his hands, then he also becomes Tomei. Abulay begufay, but not if he just touches the begufay, he still remains Torah. The Allah is Shemashkim Tomeim, and not Metama b'magaguf. It's only Metama biyodav if you touch it, not with the magaguf. Mishneh Tes, Efer Kosher. You have water that's not fit to have kedushas mechatis. Let's say it wasn't mayim chayim, or else other water got mixed into it. And now, by mistake, they put some efer, the ashes of the paradumer, into it. So the Kitzur has the same halacha like the Mishnah before. It's like Mechatesh Nifslu. And here the Chiddush is, not only that's Nifslu, but it never had a Shas HaKosha. This water like was never fit to receive the Kedusha. So still has the same halacha like before, that Mitame Mesator L'Truma B'Yadavu V'Gufay. A person, even though he's Torah for Truma, if he touches it now, whether with his hands or B'Gufay, he'll become Tamei. And that's Ator L'Chatis, but somebody that's fit to be Asik with the part with the Paraduma, with the Chatis, then the locher is again Loi B'Yadav Loi B'Gufay. Not if he touches it with his hands or with his guf, does it become Tamei. For what could be Asik in the Paraduma, that's the locher. You do not become Tamei being Isaac in the Mechatis. Yeah, Perek Asiri. Mishnah. Kol Haroyil Tamei Medris Madav Lechatis. This is a special halacha. Gemara Chagiga says that Rabbanu made a takana that the begodim of people that are not Torah to be worked with the Mechatis, so all their begodim has a Tumas Medris. They have a halacha like a Zav, as if a Zav sat on the begodim. So kol haroyil l'tamei medris, any type of a kli that's fit to sit on or to stand on, and it's meant like that, so if the owner would have been a Zav, he would have been a tamrit. So now the halacha is, it's madav l'chatis, nidav tumas kala, that if this clothing come in contact with somebody that's being oisik in the chatis, he also becomes tamrit as if he touched a tumas medris. So this applies even a person is oichle truma b'tayro, even if he's oichel kodesh b'tayra. But I call upon him, this tyra does not help for chatis. So therefore, kol haroy, any person that's not fit to be oisik with a chatis, so therefore his begodim has a loch of tumah medris. And therefore it's madaf l'chatis. And if a person wants to be oisik with a chatis now, he'll become tamei. Now, bein tamei, bein tor, whether the kli itself is tamei, and the chiddush is no, even if the kli was tor until now, it was Torah for Truma, was Torah for Kodesh. But still, it has a locha of Tumas Medris, Nageyat Echatis. For Yodim Ki Yoitzabai, the same thing applies for Nodim also. Nodim, it's Torah Gomer, just it wasn't Torah L'Shem Chatis. The same thing, he has a Tumas Madif on him, Nageyat Echatis. That any person that's not fit to be Isaac with the Paraduma, so he has this Tumor on him, a Tumas Madif, that if now a person that wants to be Isaac and the Paraduma touches him, will also become Tamei. That person has a loch of Midrabbonim, like he's a Zav, of a Metama, B'maga, B'masa, with a Hesed also. Now these are the Godim that are fit to have Tumas Medrus. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be called Haroi L'Tamei Tomimes? Let's say a beggar that's not meant to sit on, not meant to stand on. So it doesn't have a Tumas Medrus, but it's called the Kli, that it comes in contact with a Mace, will become Tamei. So called Haroi L'Tamei Tomimes, Halacha is Bein Tamei Bein Tor, whether the Kli is Tamei or whether the Kli is Tor. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Eini Madif. There's no Din Madif on this. There's only a Din Madif, it's only Tamei by Tumas Medris. But not if something is only fit, only has a Shem Kli, like Kabbal Tumah from a Mace, it is not Mitam a person that's being Isaac with the Paraduma. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet that he holds, Eini Madif. It's not Madif, means it doesn't have a Tumah like a Mace. Like a medrash is not metama b'mag is not metama b'maso the hesed, but tumas maga it would have. Now Yeshua in the madif, Yeshua holds yes it has a tumas maga. The Rabbanu will machmir over here also that a kli zeh has a tumas maga. The get a person that's being oisik in the chatis, the way he touches it, the way he makes a hesed with it, also will become tamei. The chachomar nechom say it depends. Ha tamei maguf veha toyer in a maguf. That if the kli was already tamei mace, send the pshat out the din of a madav lachatis. It's metam of the Torah lachatis after masav hesed. Even though usually kli is not metam in odom, but here since the kli is tamei, the Rabbanu gave this the chumer. It has a lach like a madav, and now if an odom would touch an odom would become tamei. But if the kli is tor, or here since it's not a kli, a royal medris, here the Rabbanu did not give the din tuma, and therefore would not be metam an odom. But again, if a person that wants to be Esek in the Paraduma now would touch this Kli, even though the Kli is Tor, he himself would become Tomei for Chatis. He wouldn't be able to be Esek in the Paras Chatis anymore, until it become Tor. Mishnah Beis, HaToyer LeChatis SheNoga B'Madif Tomei. Now this is another type of a Chumer Midrabonim. A person that's Tor, he would have been able to be Esek in the Paraduma, Shenoga b'madat v'nodat tumakal here means del yoinish shel zav. Anything that's on top of the zav also has tumah. If you touch it, you become tamei. Even though usually del yoinish shel zav is only mitama or oichlen or mashkin b'vad. But over here, the Rabbanan made a chumrah that it's tamei. The person that wants to be yoinish and the paraduma touches it, he'll become tamei, will be mitama in odom. A person would be also to be work with the paraduma. That's this chumrah. Now, login shachat, what's mean if you have these barrels that you want to use the water for the mechatis? It's miyucha to use these lugin for the mechatis. Shenoga b'madif, that the kli itself touched the madif, means it touched something, whether it's del yoinish or zav, or else it touched the madif lechatis. So locher is tamei, the kli also becomes tamei, and you can't use this kli anymore. Let's say somebody that's tor to be yoskin the paraduma, and he touches oichlan amashkin regular food, whether they're tor, whether they're tamei. So it depends. Be yodi, you touch it with your hands, tamei. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. So again, ha tor lechatis, a person that's tor for the yoskin the paras chatis. Shenoga b'ichlan amashkin, he touched food. So look like this, if he touched it the other with his hands, tummy, he becomes tummy, he's not fit to be oisik in the paras chatas anymore. Even though usually oichlan amashkin is not metame you, but over here as a chumra, with the rabbonim, they're machmi you tummy. Over raglu, if you don't touch it with your foot, not with your hands, then tor, then you remain tor. Heseta, let's say you don't touch it, you just move it. Heseta means you make the oichlan amashkin moved. So then Reb Yeshua Metame, Yeshua says, yes, it has this chumra. The Rabbanim are going to Heset Mishum Negiya. The Chacham Metarim, the Chacham say, no, you remain Torah, since you did not touch it, B'yodoi, just Heset, there's no din Heset on this din of Eichlin and Mashkin. Mishneh Gimel. Kolol Shel Chatis Shenogo B'Sheretz Tahor. Kolol, this is a Kli Cheres, or else a stone, that inside it you store the afer of the para, the ashes of the para duma. That this kolo shachatis, shenoga b'sheretz, let's say a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, so locher is tor, it still remains tor, but that's the loch of the kli cheres, it's only the kabel tumma from inside and not from the outside. So even though a sheretz touches the outside of the kli still remains tor, and therefore the pashetzach, the afer chatis inside is also fit to be used. What's going to be in the son of Yagabah? Let's say you put this kli that has the ashes of the paraduma on top of the sheretz. So Reb Eliezer Mitar, Eliezer says, yes, the wood store, but since the sheretz is only touching the outside of the kli cheres, it does not bring tumor into the inside. Therefore, it's still tor. The chachom mitam, the chachom say, no, it's tamei, for nu alocha. Because the posik says, v'yosef ishtor ha-sefer ha-para, v'niach mechus lamachna b'mokam tor. He's supposed to put it in the Mokam Tor, the Afer, the Paraduma. Here, this is not called the Mokam Tor, since it's on top of a Sheretz, therefore it's not a Mokam Tor, therefore the Eshes becomes Tomei, it's possible. What's going to be Noga, Ba'echlin, or Mashkin, or Kisvi, Akkadish? Tor, let's say the Afer, or this Kli, touches Echlin, or Mashkin, touches Kisvi, Akkadish. So again, even though these things are Metama, but since it's only touching the outside of the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah from the outside, therefore it still remains Tor. Again, what's going to be Nesom Le'agabeyin? Let's say you put this Kli with the Eifer Paraduma on top of an Eichlin or Mashkin, on top of Kisvei HaKodesh, so Rabbi Yossi Mitar, Rabbi Yossi says here it's Tor, it's not really called the Mokam Tomei over here, it still remains Tor. But the Chiddush is V'chachom Yine Mitar, and the Chom say, no, still it's Tomei. That the Maisa, the Afer, has to be atop of the Mokam Tor from all type of Tumas. And these things, since with the Rabbanan, they have Tumor on them, therefore it's not called the Mokam Tor, therefore the Afer, the Paras Chatas, also becomes possible. Mishneh Dalet. Ha Tohir Lechatis Shenoga B'Tana. Again, a person that's Tor to be Yosek in the Paraduma, he touches the Tana in an oven made out of the Kli Cheres, and even the case where the Tana up until now was Tor for the Kodesh. Still, the halacha is, if a person touches this tanner, this oven, biyodei with his hands, tamei becomes tamei. Again, with the rabbanon, they made it like it's tamei, and therefore, to be yosek with a paras chatas, they'll have to go to the mikveh first. It wouldn't be good, you'll be tamei. Uver rag, let's say you only touch the tanner with your feet, then tor, then you still remain tor. What's going to be hoyoymed agabe tanur? Let's say the person was standing on top of this tanur. Now poshat yodei chutz latanur. You stick your hands outside of the tanur. V'halogin b'teichin. You have these login. You have these jars that you want to use for the poros chatis in your hands. Or else the same thing v'chein ha'esel shunosan agabe tanur. You have this long stick that you carry two jars on each side, one on one, that was put over the tanur. And on both sides there's two jugs. Echud mikan v'echud mikan. So Rebbe Kiva mitar. Rebbe Kiva says he's still tor. So nice, it's not on top of the tanner, the login. Therefore the login remained tor. V'chachomim mitar. V'chachomim say no. Since l'maisa what's holding up the jugs is the fact this person is standing on top of the tanner, or else because there's might, there's wood, the log on top is standing on top of the tanner, so the tanner is what's holding it all up. Therefore, it remains tamei tzidid agabi mokum. It's not tor. Therefore, it becomes possible to be used for paras chadis. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, ho yoimed chutz latana. Let's say the person that's tor for paras chadis was standing outside of the tanur. Uporshet yodel chaloyim. Now the tanur, this tanur that's a kli cheres that has a din tumor on it, was standing between him and the chaloyim in the window. Says man now stuck out his hand over the tanur to the window, but not unless halogin, from that's where the pitches of the that's going to be used for the mechatis was. So he took the login. The heviru agabi atana, when he carried it back to himself, he took it over the oven. So Rabbi Akiva metam, Rabbi Akiva, yes, it's tamei. Some says Rabbi Akiva l'shitosoi, like he says in Gemara Shabbos, klutu kemishin chadomi. Even though the kli is moving the whole time, we consider as if it's resting on top of the tanner. Therefore, it's not on the mokum Torah becomes tamei. The Chachomim mitar, the Chachomim say no, it's Torah. The mice have been stopped over the tanner, just moved it, you took it above it. So it's not cool like it stopped on top of the tanner, therefore it's still Torah. Ava, what's going to be the opposite way? Oimi tu ha-toyu l'chatas agabe tanner. This person that's Torah for chatas is standing on top of the tanner. Ovi yodah kli reikon, ha-toyu l'chatas, in his hands, he has a Torah dek kli, it's empty, that's fit for chatas. Or else v'mayim shena magadoshim. In other words, here, Avaloimi means the person's allowed to do this. Again, Avaloimi too, the person's allowed to stand on top of the chat, on top of the tanner, and his hands, he has a kli, an empty kli, that's going to be used for the chatis, or Osmayim Shenim Kedoshim. Now, this chumrah to say that it becomes tomei, it's only when it's Mayim Kedoshim. But if you have the empty kli, or the water that's not Mekudish yet, it does not become tomei. Therefore, you're allowed to stand on top of the tanner and carry this kli. Now, this halacha of the niyach of Makim Tor was only said either on the Eifer or the Paro, or else on the Mayim Kedoshim. But if the water or the kli is not Kodesh yet, therefore it's not a V on top of the tanner. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Login Shochatis. We have these pitches that has the Mechatis inside it, has the water of the Mechatis. That's Login Shochatis. Shenoga B'Shokodesh V'Shotruma. It touched now other pitches that either has Kedushas for Kodshim in it, or even Malogin Shal Truma, that it's a Kli that's Tor, either for Kodesh or for Truma. Salachar is Shal Chatis Tomei. The Kli now, the Login, this picture of the Mechatis becomes Tomei. Because the Kelim that Torim for Truma for Kodesh, they exited Timeim Lagabi Chatis. And therefore the Metam of this Kli, Shal Mechatis Bemaga. Vishal Kodesh Shal Truma Torim. Mashenkin, the Login of Kodesh and Truma, they remain Torim. Even though they touched this lugin, even though they touched it now, this pitcher, shochatis became tamei, but I call upon them, they still remain the tarosoi. Because this, some said of shochatis, because even this pitcher of chatis that became tamei, it's not a rishna tumor, and therefore the other kli cannot be makabel tumor from them. So therefore again, if this lugin shochatis, this pitcher that you set aside to have the mechatis inside of it, if it touches a pitcher that's set aside to use for truma, for kodesh, so the chatis becomes tamei, but the other two remain tor. Shineyim b'shtei yodav. Let's say the person now is holding these two pitchers in his two hands. A person that's tor for chatis is carrying now a pitcher of mechatis in one hand, and a pitcher for kodesh or for truma in the other hand. So that's called shneyim b'shtei yodav. Here both of them become tamei. So the one, the chatis, becomes tamei, because the Odom that's carrying his other hands is called, he's touching the Kli. Therefore, he himself becomes Tamei. Therefore, this person becomes Tamei since he's carrying these pitchers of Truma and Kodesh. He becomes Tamei for his hands at least, becomes Tamei for Chatis. And therefore, his goof becomes Tamei. Therefore, he's Metama, this Lugin, Shechatis. Then Echnami, his goof also, once the Lugin of Chatis becomes Tamei, it's like the Mayim Atmeim. And therefore, the Metama, the Yodom, that the Yodom is again Metama, these other Kalim. Therefore, both Kalim remain Tmeim. That's called Shneim Tmeim. What's going to be Shneim Bishneim Yorot? Let's say both pitchers were wrapped around with paper. So the person was not directly touching the pitch, he was touching the paper. Then Shneim Torim, therefore the person does not become Tomei, since there's a mafsik between him and the Kli. Therefore, his Yad does not become Tomei, therefore both of them remain Tor. What's going to be Shachatas Beniyah V'Shatruma B'Yadoi? Shneim Tmeim, that even though on one hand that he's holding this picture of Chatis, there's a paper around it, but on the other hand that he's holding the picture of Shatruma, there's no paper around it. So it comes that his hand becomes Tomei, because he's Tor L'Chatis, but he's touching our picture, it's only Tor for Truma for Kachim. So Negei T'Chatis is Tomei, so his hands becomes Tomei. Once his hand becomes Tomei, his whole goof becomes Tomei. Now that he's Tomei, when he touches the Mechatis, even though the Mechatis has a knee around it, still he's metamarit, because it's called still a lekicha. Again, because the person becomes tummy, because it's masa. He's like carrying now this mechatis. Therefore, he's metama the mechatis and metanim, and therefore now the tuna goes back and he's metama these other two kalim, these other kalim. Therefore, shneim tmeim. What's going to be the opposite way? Shal truma beniyo. The kli that's for truma, he has a paper around it. V'shachatis biyodoi. But the other kli of the chatis is touching his hands. Because this person is Tor L'chatis. So the kli of chatis that he's touching remains Tor and he's Tor. It's only a problem that he's touching the other kli that's only Kodesh for Kachim and for Truma. But since that kli has a piece of paper around it, it's not called touching the kli, therefore remains Tor. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shechatis Tomei. That no, the pitcher for Chatis becomes Tomei. And some learned the Pshat from Yeshua is, he holds that this Kalim, even though the Torah is clear for Truma, but still negated to a Chatis, is called the Madav, it has a Tumas, Mago and Masa over Hesed. Therefore, the fact the person now is holding up this Kli, the Tumas Masa, therefore the person still becomes Tomei, even though he's not touching the Kli. So Yeshua holds, Shal Chatis Tomei. The one of the Chatis, that becomes Tomei. Because there it's a Tumas Masoi, therefore becomes Tomei as Maso. Now, what's going to be? Hoyunisunim Agabi Yorit. Let's say both pitchers, the pitcher of Chatis and the pitcher of Truma, were both on the ground. You were not carrying them. Vinogabim, and now this person that's Torah L'Chatis was touching both Kalim at the same time. Zlochrish or Chatis Tomei. The one of Chatis becomes Tomei, but Vishal Kodesh, Vishal Truma Torim, they remain Torim. The Pshat is that since with one hand he's touching this picture of Kodesh or Truma, his hand becomes Tomei. Therefore, he becomes Tomei. Therefore, when he touches the Chatis, he's Metama, the picture of Chatis. But the Maisa, since he's not picking up that picture, there's no Tumas Masoim, so he does not become Tomei enough to go back and give the Tuma back to the Truma and the Kachim. Therefore, Shakadu Fisho Truma, they remain Tohor. What's going to be his Satan? That's not that you just touch them, but you move them, you shake them. So then you have Yeshua Metam, Yeshua holds both of them become Tomei. The Lugin Shechatis, see, holds it has a loch of Madafir, or Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore when you mace it, it has to be Masit, Hesit, so therefore the Guf becomes Tomei, and therefore you Metam both, the Shel Truma and the Shechatis. However, Vechachomim Metam, Vechomisar no Yitor, the Lugim of Kodesh or Shel Truma remain Tor, because they not become, they're not Nasa Madaf Lechatis. They're not Mitaya Beheset. They're only Mitama Benegiya. And here, since you didn't touch them, therefore you did not become Tomei. And the loch is Lati Chachomim. Now, Perek Yid Aleph. The Mishn Aleph. Sloichis Shenicha Magula. You have this picture of the Mechatis inside it, and you left it uncovered overnight. Or Bo Matsu Mechusa. Next day you found it covered. So Psul is Possel. Because you have to be afraid maybe a person that's Tomei covered it and he was Metamarit. Now, Henicha Mechuz is the opposite way around. You left it when it was covered. Or Bo Motzim Gul, you found it the next day when it was uncovered. So this usually a person does not do it. But maybe an animal does it, so it depends. In Yechoyla Hachul the Lishter Semenu, if a weasel could drink from it, the Nochash or a snake, the liver or Gamliel, according to Gamliel, then it becomes possible, like the Mishnah we had before. When a Chulda drinks from it, his saliva goes back in again, he passes the Mechatis. Same thing with the Nochash, according to Gamliel. Or Shiorot Batal Balel, the rest of some dew went into it at night, so Psula is mixed up with the Mechatis, it becomes Psula. Hachatis now ended in the Tzolah, but some apostle. Let's say you have inside a Kli Cheris, the Afer, or the Mayim Kedoshim, and it's some apostle, it's sealed tight, and it's inside the Leil HaMeis, it does not help you. It becomes Tamei. But Umayim Shenim Kedoshim, it's only some apostle. Let's say the water was not Kedosh yet, you didn't throw the Afer inside the water, it's only Mayim that's Roya to have Kedoshim. Then even though it's inside an Leil HaMeis, if it's inside the Kli Cheris and sealed tight, it'll still be Tor. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-sofik tola truma. Anytime you have such a sofik, that the din is it's tor for truma, you leave it with cheskosa the way it was before. So tola chatas, we have a sofik, the mei chatas became tome, the same thing, you can use the chazaka the way it was before. Kol ha-tola lo truma, any type of sofik you have, that by truma remains a good sofik, and therefore the din is you can't burn it, you can't eat it, is nishpak lechatas, by the mei chatas you can't use it, you have to spill out the water. And mosu agabe toiris, toluyais. Let's say a person that was told they use this water, this mechatis, that the din is it's a sofik, it's supposed to be nishbach. So lachros tluyas, his hanging, it's a sofik whether he was Torah or not. So therefore, he can't burn the truma, he can't eat the truma, but Rabat will have to have it again a taira. Now, harafafois, toiras lakodish la truma, ulachatis. Harafafois are like slats of wood that's not really kliyet. So lachros, it's toiras, not makabatum, not lakodish la truma lachatis. This is like wood, which is mechuba zelazir. It's a slight type of a chibur, and a person could lean on it. So therefore, for chatis, is a guy you have to go to chumra, say it's royal medrus. Therefore, would have a tumah negated to the tmei chatis. Mishnah Gimel, devela shel truma. You have a pressed fig of truma. Shenoflo teich mechatis. I fell into this picture that has the mechatis, has the mayan kedoshim. Oh, Natola, now you picked it up, and the Ovi Achola ate it. So, Locher is, Im Yesh Bo Kabetze, if you have the size of an egg's worth in the fig, so Bain Timei Bain Ter, whether the fig was Tumah before, or whether it was Torah before, Sahamayim Timeim, the Mechatis becomes Tumah, that's the Locher, any Oichlin, is Metama the Mechatis. And the Oichlo, whoever eats it, so when you pick it up, when you touch the water is Metama you, you're Tumah, so therefore Chayiv Misa. If you eat truma, but tumas aguf, you chayiv misa. What's going to be ein boka beitz? Let's say the fig does not have the size of an egg. Said hamayim terim, it's not metam of the water. But vo'eichlo chayiv misa. Still, the one that eats this chayiv misa, because the maisa, by you touching the water is metam of you, and therefore you chayiv misa feeding this truma when you're tamei. But since the person touched the mechatis, shlele tzara chazor, see, he becomes tamei. When you eat this truma now, but tumas aguf, you chayiv misa. Rabbi Yossi says, "V'tahoiro hamayim toirim." That if this fig was tor, then the water still remains toirim. According to Rabbi Yossi, food that's tor for truma is not metama mechatis. Now, hatoyer lechatis, something that's tor for chatis, shichnis roish shavuboy the toich mechatis. A person that said it was tor fit to be isik in the paraduma, and now he fell in roish shavuboy into the mechatis, nitma becomes tamei. You have this gzerah, like any person that goes my Rosh Rubai, the Meshuvim, you become Tomei. Sirus, this Mechatis right now is Meshuvim, it's collected water in a Kli, you become Tomei as the Yudches Devorim, the Wagazer Masech the Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Kol Hatoyin V'yesmayim Medivre Torah. Any person that's Tomei, he touched one of the Yomas Atumah, that he has to go to the Mikvah Medivreisa. So, Metam Mesakredish. He's Metama, he's Tomei. So he's metama es hakodesh v'yesa truma v'yesa chulin v'yesa maisa v'yosara v'yesa migdash. He's not like going to the base of migdash. Poshvi's tamei. He's like a rishon atuma. So therefore, the chiddush is even for chulin. He makes a shein lechulin. It becomes tamei. What's going to be liyacha b'yosa? That's when this person went to the mikvah ready. Then the locher is metama es hakodesh. He's called like a tfu yoim. still he's tamei for kodesh. If he touches kodeshim, he's matamer. He makes it into a shlishi, and that can make a revi by kodeshim yet. Or poisles a truma, it only makes truma a posel. It becomes a shlishi, and that doesn't go further. Tivu Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. V'echachom amnechom say poisel kodesh with truma. No, a tful yom, since you already went to the mikvah, you could only make even kodeshim, only posel, and it cannot be matama something else. The same thing by truma. But you're allowed to eat chulin, you're allowed to eat maisa sheni. When boil a mikdash, that's it goes into the base of mikdash. Whether he went to the mikvah, whether he didn't go to the mikvah, to full yom, he still also to go into the base of mikdash. He has to wait till Erev Shemesh, the next day he brings his korban. Therefore, be chayiv nisa, we're going into the base of mikdash. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Kol hatoyin b'yas mai medivri sofrim. Let's say somebody's only tummy midrabonin. That he has to only go to the mikvah midrabbanan, let's say yet oichlam tmeyim or mashkim tmeyim. So then the loch is metamas before he goes to the tefillah is metamas the kodesh v'toches kodeshim is metamrit or places a truma makes truma shlishi or muta bachum v'maisa. But he's allowed to eat chum and maisa sheni even though he's tamei midrabbanan, he's allowed to eat it. Dibur Rabbi Meir, there's a maisa sheni does not have kedusha, you're allowed to eat it. But chachamim oischum v'maisa, they hold no that maisa sheni is awesome. The loch is like the chachamim. Maisa Sheni has Kedusha, and Allah read it before he went to the mikvah. Liyacha, b'yotlas, the person went to the mikvah, then Mutta b'kulim is allowed to eat all of them. Since it's only Tumim with the Rabbanu were not Machim, we have to go to the mikvah. V'yambol, a mikvah, just say he went to the Beis HaMikdash, ben lefnei b'yosoy, ben liyacha b'yosoy potah. Let's say he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, whether before he went to the mikvah, or afterwards he's potah, because midirais is Torah, it's only Tumim with the Rabbanu. Mishnah Vov. Kol ha'toyin b'yasmayim, b'ein medivri Torah, b'ein medivri Sofrim. Any person that's tomei, he has to go to the mikvah, whether it's midrabbanan, whether it's midiraisa, lochriz metamas me'achatis. If he touches the me'achatis, mayim ha'makdoshim, or else even b'yasefrachatis, just the ashes of the paraduma, v'yas ha'mazah me'achatis, or else the person that's being mazah, or else any person that's tor, really, for the chatis, for the paraduma, they become tummy if they touch this person. Bain b'mago b'masa, whether the person touches you or they pick it up, still you become tummy. Or else whether the tummy person touched you or whether they picks you up, they'll have you become tummy. Now ha'ezov ha'mukhshar, the ezov that you're supposed to use to, the ezov that you can use to dip into the mechatis. So ha'mukhshar means it was hukshar l'kabal tumma. V'hamayim shena mekudoshim, there's water that's not mekudosh yet, you didn't put the eifer of the paradum inside it yet. O kli reikon ha'tor lechatis, on a kli reikon that's Torah to be used for the mechatis. V'magav v'masa, also this person that's tummy, even with Rabban, he's metama these things, whether he touches them or whether he picks them up. Tivu Rabbi Meir, v'chom av nechom say no, b'magav lo b'masa, he's only metama these things, since it's not the mayim mekudoshim, therefore he's only metamrit, only b'magav if he touches them. But not the mass, not picking them up. Now Mishnah Zayin. Kol Ezov Sheshto Shem Levi Post. Any Ezov, this high stuff, is supposed to use. But the Post says, Lokach Ezov, Atova Bamai, Nishtor, Vizor. But take the Ezov, this high stuff, is like grass, and dip it into the Mechat, and that you scripture it onto the person. So Ezov is only Kosher, it was called an Ezov. But it has a Shem Levi, another nickname to it, another name with it, then it's possible. Ezov Zer Kosher. Somebody calls Ezov Zer, that's what you call it, then it's Kosher. Ezovion, it was called an Ezovion, Ezov Koichali, Ezov Roimi, Ezov Midbori, Apostle, because they have another name to it, the Apostle. Vishel Truma Tumei Apostle. When we have an Ezov that you took off Truma from it, an Ezov that's in the Gin that you could eat from it, so it's Chayiv and Truma, if it's Tumei, it's Apostle, even though it's less than a Kibetza, still it apostles, you can't use it for Mechatis. Vishel Tahira, let's say it's a Truma of an Ezov that's Torah. So lo yazel l'chidri should not use it. V'yim he's a kosher, but if you did use it, you sprinkled with it as kosher. Well, the l'chidri should not use it, because we're afraid maybe become tummy, then you won't be able to eat it. So not to be mafso truma, you should not use it. Ein chayovim al ha-yonkos al diyas ha-nikdash. If they use these yonkos, that's the unripe hysaps, unripe ezois. So v'dever, if you use it and you sprinkle somebody with it, so v'dever, these torah is not chayiv, that person goes to the base of mikdash anymore. Even if you use the tamaris, even if you just use the stalks of it, also the evidence is okay. Now the Mishnah says, what's called yonkos? Kivolim shlagomlu, I mean the stalks that did not blossom, the pears did not blossom yet, the flowers. So lechatchila you should not use it, but the evidence if you use it, the person is tor, is not chayv if it goes into the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah Ches, Eizav sheizaboy, Eizav that you use to sprinkle once. Koshna tabas is a mitzvah. You're allowed to use the same Eizav later to metayim mitzvah. Mitzvah also needs an Eizav. Loka tuliyetz. Let's say you collected the Eizav, you took it off late and used for burning wood, so not to make it into an oichel. But nafalol of mashkin and water fell on it. The menagvi dried out. Who koshna? It's fit to be used for the paras chatas. It wasn't an oichel. It wasn't a hush lekabel tuma. What's going to be the lakotul yoichlov? Let's say when you collected this Eizav, you took it, you collected it, you cut it off, Amanas teed it, so it has a shame oichel on it. But enough all of mashkin, then later water falls in it. Safa pishnigvi, even though you dry it out, possible. Since it was hufsh lekabel tuma, it's possible to be used for paras chatas. Lokotur lechadasi, you collected it off to use for the paraduma. The kenilkat loichlan. It's also silly, cut it off oichlan, and therefore if water falls upon it, it'll be possible. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Menor, kenilkat liyetzin. That since you did not use the teat, you only use it for the paras chatas, it's not called an eichel. And therefore it's called keitzim, it's not huksh, like kabotumah, it's still fit to be used. And the standard of Shan Rameyu is it's a chumrah that since you... mitzvah eizav, what's the mitzvah to use the hysap? That shlesh klochem, it should be three stalks, uvehem shlesh gevolim, each one has to have a givol, some say it means a bud, or he says the konem soy, with the bud where the zera is in it. The b'yudu'ayma shel shlesh shlesh, means each stalk has to have three gevolim, three buds. Now what's going to be Ezov sheish by shlesh klochem? You have an Ezov, one hysap that has three stalks to it. So mafasko, you're supposed to separate it. The yodoy then bind it together. Pisco, let's say you separated it, v'loy agod, you didn't bind it together, or else agod, you bind it together, v'loy pisco, you didn't separate it. V'loy pisco, v'loy agod, you did not separate it, and you did not bind them together, still kosher. But yeah, but as long as you have three, Ezovs, it's kosher. Rabbi Yosiyoyim, mitzvah Ezov, shlosh klochem. Here, so the mitzvah is to have three stalks, uvehem shlosh gevolim. And each one should have a bud, a givel on it. But the shiur of shnayim, the gadum of koshu. If you started out with three and only two is left over, it's still kosher. And if each one got cut down, even though it's a little bit left over, koshu is left over, also still it's kosher. Now, perek yud beis, halot mishnalot. For ezev hakotze, you have a short hysap, and it doesn't reach down into the kli to get to the mechatis. So misafkoi bechut of akush. You could like make it longer by adding a string to it, uvakusha with a spindle. The toivul amalu, and you lower it down, you be toivlut, and then bring it up. The yoichus beza, then you hold on to the hysap to self amaz, and you sprinkle it on the person that's tummy. Reb Yudu, Reb Shimon, Imrim, Kishem, Shazoya, Beezov, Kachtfilu, Beezov, they all know. The same way when you sprinkle the water, you have to hold on to the Ezov in your hands. Same thing when you dip the Ezov into the mechatis, it has to be that you're holding the Ezov itself, and you cannot extend it with a spindle or with a thread. Mishnah Beis. Hizo, let's say you sprinkled Sofik min achut, Sofik min akush, that's according to the Tanakama, that you're allowed to extend it with a string. Now when you sprinkled, you have a Sofik, whether the water came from the string or from the spindle, Sofik min agivol, or did it come from the Haisa, from the Ezov itself? Says Yasa Psula, it's possible, min a Sofik, it's possible. It has to be Vada min Ezov. Hizo Shnei Kelim, let's say you sprinkled on two Kelim, Sofik Ashneim, Hizo Sofik mechavera mitzalov. The suffix, whether you sprinkled good on both of them, or maybe you only sprinkled on one and that spritzed off, or rebounds onto the other one. So again, has to be vadai. You have a needless on top of an earthly kli. Vizo le, and you sprinkle on top of it. Suffix ala machet is a suffix ala cheris, mitzole. You have a doubt whether the mechat has reached the needle itself, whether it only bounced off from the kli cheris. So again, has yosapsul, it's no good. Has to be vadai. The mechatis reached the kli directly the machet. Sleiches, if you have this picture, shepi tsar, the mouth is very narrow. Toivul amalekadak, you could dip in and bring it up normally. Like you don't have to be afraid. Maybe some water got stuck in the narrow part of it, and that's what went on to the ezav, not from the kli itself. You don't have to be afraid of that. Now Reb Yehuda says hazoy yirishoyno, that it's only mut, only the first time you sprinkle, take it out from this kli. But the second time already, you have to be afraid some water got stuck on the side. It'll be possible. Mechatis in Ismail, to let's say there's a small amount of mechatis left over. So what? Toivol, I feel the rushing of Elam Mazer. Even if you only get the tips of the stalks into the mechatis, it could be sprinkled. But actually, you suffer, but you can't like sponge it up from the sides, because it has to go into the water itself. This kavan has the fun of his lachor. We had a mind to sprinkle in front of you. My mistake, the water went in the back of you. Because the opposite lachor of his lafonov has yosef su. It's no good. You have to have kavana to do it. Lafonov is al stodim shlafonov has yosef sheira. We had a mind doing in front, but it went to the sides in the front of you. It's also kosher. Maz nalada midaita vishle midaita. You can sprinkle upon a person that's tamei whether he wants to or whether he doesn't want to. Maz nalada velakelam afilu hein meya. And you could do it 100 times. On the kelim or on a person. Even though it's one sprinkling, as long as the water reaches there, no matter how many people it reaches, you give them all at one time. Mishnah Gimel, Neskavan Azaz Adobah Shem HaKabot Tumah, you have to have mind to sprinkle on something that's a Kabot Tumah, it has to have it. Visa Adobah Shem HaKabot Tumah, but you ended up on something that's not a Kabot Tumah, so it wasn't a good Hazor. So it depends on Yesh Bezer, there's some Mayim left over on the high subs, then Lo Yishan, you have to do it over again. What's going to be the opposite way? The Adobah Shem HaKabot Tumah, you have a mind to sprinkle on something that's not a Kabot Tumah, you don't need it. Visa Dovash Makabot Tumah, so it's no good. In Yesh Beizav, if you have some water left over, you have to dip it in a second time. Because you have to have in mind, we dip it in to sprinkle it on something that needs Hazor. Allah didn't have in mind to sprinkle on a person, then by mistake, Visa Labeimah. So that's a good Kavanah. In Yesh Beizav, some water left over, you don't have to do it over again. Alabeimah had in mind, though, you first dipped it in, I'm not to sprinkle on a behemah. That's Lalit Sarach. Visa Ladim, it ended up you sprinkle it on a person. So in Yesh Beizav, there's some left over, you have to do it over again. Hamayim are not from Ksherim. Meaning in a case that you dip the Yezer first, I'm not to spritz it on something that's no good. So you can't spritz on a person's Torah. But the water on the Yezer does not become possible. So that water, Menatzim, drips back into the original Kli, Ksherim could use it over again. The thing is there for Heim Metamim, L'Shem Mechates. Still have Tumah of a Mechates on it. Still have Kedushas Mechates on it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next table. Finish off the Masechta.